Hey guys, welcome to the first episode of season 2 and 2021. I hope you all had a wonderful holiday break and you got a chance to relax, connect, and reflect on the year past. So I thought a great way to start out the year is to talk about New Year resolutions and goal setting. So here is my conversation with my guest. I hope you enjoy it and gain some new insights.
Hi everyone, and welcome to 2021. In today's episode, my girlfriend is back on the show with me. I'm really excited about that. She's opening up the show for us. 2021, talking about New Year resolution and planning and goal setting and all of that stuff that we like to do with the new year. Shana BA, girl, you're welcome back. I'm excited to have you here. How you been? How you doing?
I am good, and thanks for having me back. And guys, it's 2021.
That's like, right.
Stepping into it, into like, I don't even know the word to use.
Stepping into it with style, with swagger.
Was interesting. That's the word I want to use. It's interesting.
Let's talk about that. Like 2020 was a really difficult year for many people. I also think it was a year that got people to have to stop, pause a lot of things in your life, step back and do much needed reflection. And for some, creativity sparked, right? So let's talk about how 2020 was for you.
See, I would say 2020 was mental health year. It was mental health year because you had to face your inner demons. It all came out in different shapes. There was no distraction anymore. I'm a very outgoing person. So I think like me going out all the time or planning activities or actually having to be everywhere at the same time kind of like blocked a lot of things for me. But 2020, where I didn't have those things anymore. Like this is like, you have to face yourself.
Yeah.
Like it was more like
you really had to live with yourself with 2020.
Yeah. And those relationships that were like friendships and everything that you had were there. But at some point you just understand. Like, everybody got tired of connecting, that they just wanted to be in their own space and bubble, right?
Yeah.
So you were to really face yourself and check your inner self and check your mental health. So I did a lot of work on myself, and I'm grateful like for that opportunity, and it made me understand that the things that I used to fill those void with, at some point they can get taken away, and you only have yourself to be accountable for. Like 2020, one thing I learned is, man, you can plan all you want. It happens, right? So you should just have to like pick up the pieces and then adjust.
And as a frontline worker, I want to start out by saying thank you for your service. I want to use this opportunity to do another thank you to all the frontline workers. I'll keep doing it. I just feel you guys do so much. And whilst over the holiday season, people got time to stay home and just enjoy the break, frontline workers did not get that. They had to go to work. They had to do more hours, more shifts. So thank you for what you do. And if you don't know this, for our listeners, if you've checked out our first 5 episodes, Sharon and I did episodes 1 to 5 in season 1, and she is a social worker. So this is why I am thanking her today, and all of you out there who are frontline workers. So let's get into today's conversation. You know, with the new year comes new year resolution, and you know, I almost want to call it a fad because it just kind of goes out of style by the time you hit like February, March. But I want to talk about that with you, and I think you have a great perspective around New Year resolution, and I thought it would be great to share that on the podcast. Do you even do New Year resolution? Do you?
I don't do New Year resolutions.
That's what I thought.
I stopped a few years ago, right? Like I stopped doing New Year resolutions.
And why did you stop?
I stopped, I think it's been 3-4 years now. I think 2016 was when I stopped. And it's, for me, New Year resolution is a hype. That's just how I feel. It's a hype and it's a trend.
Yeah, trend, hype,
Before the end of January, the trend, I think everybody's moving on to the next thing, so then it fizzles out. And I think New Year resolutions, don't get me wrong, some people work well with New Year resolutions and it works for them. But for me, I noticed that I set the resolutions and by before January, February is all, even if they last till March, is all, it just fades out as if nothing happened.
Yeah, right?
And I don't maintain, and it's a lot of, and I found out that New Year resolution was just a lot of pressure. you're not really making, sometimes I noticed that the resolutions were not necessarily for me. The resolutions were probably what is in vogue. It was just a little to what's trending at the point, right? Like, yeah. I'm joining, okay. Like, people are doing like 20 days, like challenge, they're doing this challenge, you're joining. So that's why I see new resolutions as a trend. But I started doing what I do that it's not really replacing new resolution, but one thing that I found that worked for me was goals. So I usually, at the end of the year, I think by December 1st, I usually do a review of my goals from the beginning of the year, what I did, or from the last year, and if they were accomplished and if there was progress, or if some of them, if I even started. And the ones that were accomplished, I checked them off. And the ones that were not, then I moved them over to the next year and asked you, okay, why didn't I start it this year? What happened that made it like that stopped the goal or didn't even start the goal? And then what can I put to change to move forward? And I noticed that that worked for me because my goals don't have timelines. Mm-hmm. I try not to put like timelines in my goals because it adds more pressure to you. And if you don't accomplish it, it comes with a sense of
disappointment, right?
Disappointment and failures. But even so, my goals without the timelines, it eases me into seeing the benefits and the changes as they come. And the motivation is still there because it's a goal. It's their short-term goal, there's long-term goal, mm-hmm. right? I even went back to my goal. Like I was doing I think, what was it, like a week ago, I was going through my goals book and I was reviewing some of my goals. I just actually checked off a goal I set for myself in 2017. I just checked it off now, and that's getting to, and that was my master's like program, because I put it there as a goal to kind of, it was like a reminder for myself that this is something like I want to do. But not putting a timeline helped me to the point that now I'm actually very proud of myself that I eventually achieved that. So goals is different for people. So goals for me work, and I use the beginning of the year and the end of the year as a review point. And also adjust them as they come up, add more or remove some that I know, okay, yeah, like stuffs have changed throughout this month. So I don't think this goal is relevant for me at this point. And I usually have one for character. I actually have one for like, based on your character, things about myself that I would want to change or things about myself that I would want to improve. I usually have one for skills. I have one for investments.
Wow.
Like different categories. There's one for traveling too, if you're the type that likes traveling.
Oh, I know you like to travel, so yes, of course. It's in there.
And there's the one for books, because I know I'm not a book reader, I'm more of a movie person, so I challenge myself to read, try and encourage myself to read. So people do at least read one book a month, so I started doing read at least one chapter a day. So
that's great.
It's small beats. Some people are good at reading that they can read a book in like 2 days or so. But I know for me, it's a challenge to read a book, to sit down and read a book.
I think it's just whatever works, right? It's just whatever works for you. So basically, it sounds to me that you feel like goal setting is different from your resolution. And I subscribe to that as well. I totally agree that you're different. I, like yourself, I don't do New Year resolution. What I do is what you do. And just a quick overview for our listeners, you do goal setting and you take stock towards the end of the year. So like you do a self-reflection of what you have accomplished in the year as the year comes to an end and how you are going to improve upon that or catch up on what you didn't achieve in the new year that is coming. You ended by saying that you don't put any hard timeline on those. And that's similar to what I do. I will say that I do I'm very much a process person. So I do put timelines in them, but I do try really hard not to beat myself up if I don't accomplish it. Because you're right, when you put a timeline there and you don't do it, and you don't get to it, it almost feels like, wow, I didn't really accomplish anything for that year because I didn't do this on my list. So we need to be careful to be mindful of that and not punish ourselves because we didn't accomplish one or two things in our list. I mean, the fact that we're here, in all honesty, we're alive in the midst of a pandemic, goes a long way. That's a lot to be thankful and to be grateful for.
You don't always have to have a new goal, right? So sometimes the year could have just come by swiftly and you're going in and you're doing your self-reflection and review about your goals. And some of your goals might be relevant to your next year, right? So myself, sometimes I review them. So it's not every year, or some of them are still a work in progress, right? So I just continue on in that, like, you know, like that way, right? So you don't always have to have, like, some people feel like, oh, every year they have to have a new goal and everything.
This is why you were the right person to come on the show to talk about this, because I never looked at it that way. I just thought that it's a new year, so it should be a new goal. What I'm learning right now is that the new year doesn't always have to have a new goal. So you can have a goal list in your goal book or goal list, and they're all the same goals from previous year or previous years. Like in your case, you said you ticked off a goal from 2017 in 2020.
Yeah, and some goals are continuous, right? So it just like it depends on, because it's the reason why I say for my goal, I don't have, depending on what the goal is, right? You have to be realistic as possible.
Of course.
So that's why based on timeline, some of them, the short-term goals, yeah, those short-term are short-term. Yeah, there is, let me say, expectation as to when they should be complete. And then some goals that are not, like, it's not something you measure. Those ones are long-term in a sense that you cannot determine when they complete, so they can be continuous. Progress report you give yourself is an honest progress report. That's okay. Did I attempt to do this goal? Or even if I did, what were the challenges in the process of completing them? Or even, so it's like a review, right? So
A year in review, yeah.
Right. And then you put in some things and you add, right? So that's why it's kind of opens room for flexibility to add and take off. And realistically, some goals that you set for yourself in the beginning of the year might not be applicable anymore in the middle or the end of the year.
Right.
So you should be open-minded to adjust and realistically go back and be like, okay, yeah, this doesn't apply to me. It did before, but now things have changed.
And that's okay, right?
Exactly. And you don't always have to feel that you have to have a new goal. Some goals can be continuous, right? Let me say, like, self-improvement, for instance. You don't have an end date to when. How come?
You know, I think self-improvement, you use it, the way I think of it is in a really, and also in a very academic level as well, in the sense that, okay, I'm looking for a specific skill set, a specific professional skill to work on and to improve. So the way you're explaining it, I'm feeling like it could be, like you said, character building. Like it could be my personal, like maybe I talk too much and now I want to work on talking less, something as simple as that, right?
It can be character, it can be hobbies, it could be habits, it could be educational, it could be career, it could be skills. Okay, for instance, now 2020 was a year where we couldn't even do anything if you had, like, some people did have the chance to work from home. But 2020, that's why I use the word, it's a mental health year for me. Like me personally, it was a mental health. I honestly, like I said, I'm a very outgoing, adventurous person, and I'm always out and out. So I barely take time to take care of myself. So 2020 was a year that I took time. Like I had to, there was no choice. I had all this time and I needed to do something. So what better way than to experiment on me?
Tell me a bit more about some of the goals that you think should be continuous, because you told us about how you do short-term goal setting, long-term goal setting, and continuous goal setting. I personally think it should definitely have to do with our personality, like working on our personal traits, behavior, character.
Relationships too are one too, right? Because friendship, relationships are something that is continuous too, right? And you also, something I do is, and I'm grateful that at this age, I'm grateful to say that I have a really good set of friends. But what I say good is my own, like,
your
what
definition,
my definition of good. So each of those relationships, I've had to learn how to invest in each person just for who they are. The way I treat A is not the way I treat B.
Oh, absolutely.
Goals can be becoming a better friend, because I'm sure people have good friends that they do way more for you than you've actually, if you take time and reflect and you're like, wow, I don't deserve this treatment. Like I haven't even done half of what these people have done for me. Like, you know, like a goal for someone can be becoming a better friend. Like you do going out there, and someone had to, like, I can remember one of my friends used to tell me, because for me, I give you what you give me. Like I balance it out. Like it's like what I get is what I give out too. Then a friend of mine challenged me and said, Sharon, sometimes it's okay to do and not expect anything in return.
Meaning that
irrespective of how the person acts or behave, as long as my heart is telling me to do it and I'm at peace with doing that action, absolutely, I'll just go ahead and do it. I don't care what the other person. So that was a challenge, like, guy, for someone like me. That was
huge, eh?
But I took it on, and I can say it's something I said, okay, yeah, it worked. Because And then also one goal too that I set for myself recently. And you don't have to do your goals at the beginning of the year and leave it at that. And no, but you can add.
You don't have to wait till January to make to set your goals.
In November, I set a goal of like, so every day I say one thing I'm grateful for. And it doesn't have to be huge. It can be something as simple as driving to work.
And coming back home. Absolutely. That's or even huge, actually.
And so me. I started doing like, and I call it like, it's like the gratitude, right? So I always scream in the morning, like, oh, what are you grateful for? And the hearts of gratitude, that's what I call that goal, right? It can be simple as that. And I've been doing it now for like more than a month. And I was only going to do it for a month, like a challenge to myself. Okay, every day you have to see. And it's okay if I repeat myself as the day comes about. Every day you have to see one. And I say it out loud. Like I say, you can say it out loud wherever you are, out loud. Don't just keep it to yourself. Because sometimes when you keep things inside your head, I said it, I was like, you know what, this is what I'm going to do for the month. But after I saw how it affected like my attitude, I decided to continue it.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So what I want to talk about now, because excellent what you do, and I think our listeners, I hope, will take one or two things. I've taken a number of things here that I know that I'll work on. What then can we do to stick to our goals? So sometimes you set a goal, and I think the first thing I would say from our conversation that I already picked up is understanding that it doesn't have to have a hard timeline. When you set certain types of goal and you've categorized them into short-term, long-term, or ongoing, be careful not to have a hard timeline on certain types of goals so you don't have to set yourself up from the get-go for failure, right? So that's the first thing. So anything else that you can share that helps you to stick to the goals you've set for the year?
The goals are tailored to myself. They're not tailored to trends. They're not tailored to what's happening around me.
So make sure that you tailor the goals to you.
Make sure you tailor the goals to you, because your interest is what pushes it forward. So goals are things that you are interested in. Goals are things that you find or you define as, okay, if I like this will bring me a sense of accomplishment as I continue to grow. The goals are things that align with your principles, purpose, and your future endeavors, right? So goals are tailored to yourself. They're not tailored to anything. So for me, that's what works for me is I sit down every, like, depending on when I'm setting my goals is, okay, what does Sharon find interesting, or what do I want to work on to improve my current status? If I'm worried about my career, how can I push myself forward, and what am I interested in? If you've always wanted to go back to school, then you can put it as, okay, what program am I interested in, or in my field of work, what program certification do I need to take me to the next level? So it's you, your goal, it's you. So because these are things that I'm interested in and they align with my current status and my, like, you know, what I'm pursuing, there's no way I would ignore it. Like, it's right there. It's something that is mine. No one made it for me. I made it for myself, right? So that's one thing that helps me or pushes me forward. But for some people, it could be if you have a mentor, for instance, and don't get me wrong, there are people out there that I recognize are still figuring out what they want to do and who, and that's okay. Not everybody has their life all figured out together.
Absolutely. We're all at different stages, right?
People that are still searching, right? You don't have to have a clear, defined goal, but you can have like steps that would help you get the answers that you're seeking. Put yourself in a position, I'm not sure as to what I want to do now. What are the things that I can do or change to put me in that direction of figuring out like what I want and the answers, right? And you can do like soul searching, like the meditation, reading books, actually having a mentor, or trying different things to find out what you're interested in. Being open, and I find that being open also helps you to explore, because you might not really know what area you're interested in, but you're open to trying different things or even hearing people out, right? And you listen to like some videos and then some things that sparks your interest. And before you know it, to be honest, it's like a light. Some people say it's just like a light bulb moment.
Light bulb goes off.
Oh my God. You know, it's always been in front of me. So it's okay. You don't have to have it all figured out. Yeah. Don't be pressured. And something that comes up with goals too is age and societal experience. Honest,
that's
with you,
true.
I put those things on the back. There was a time that I used to be bothered. Yes, there is a time that I used to say by 25, I have to have accomplished this. So I shoved that under the rug. If my five fingers were the same and then very much equal, then yes, then you can call me and tell me that. But for the fact that my five fingers are not, then honey, keep your opinions to yourself when it comes
to that.
So that's something too. So I try not to make it about expectations, what people think.
So really quickly, I want to talk about goals and wishes. I feel like sometimes we get those things confused. We have a goal that we need to be, for example, want to be married at a certain age, want to have kids at a certain age. But I almost feel like those are wishes because they are a bit out of your control. So what are your thoughts around that?
Okay, so I would say that a goal is something that you can actively work on. You can actively work on and see progress and changes. But a wish is something that it's not in your control. It's not in your power, right? If we all had, I'm sure we actually have things or things we wish for or hope to accomplish at a certain time and age, but due to things beyond our control, we're not able to, or some people are. So those things are wishes, right? Like you hope for it, you pray towards it, if you're Christian or you, whatever you do to get there, right? So those are things you wish. Why, if it's a goal, is within your control and you can actively work
towards it.
But a wish, you cannot work towards a wish. You can hope for it. And in time, it happens to you or it doesn't.
And that's really important because I feel like a lot of us, we set goals that are contingent on other things that we have no control over. So if you decide to set a goal that, for example, you want to be married by the time you're 25, or you set a goal that you want to have all your kids at a certain age, but then your body's not ready to have kids. So I think just this definition and distinction is really helpful for us to understand that when we are setting our goals, that we make sure that they are around our interest, they are around practicality, that they are realistic, and they are things that we can actually control as much as possible. So in closing, I want you to share some things you do for self-care. And I want to emphasize this because not just because we're in a new year, but also because we are still in a pandemic. And also I think it's important that it's something that becomes an ongoing practice. So if you're someone, you work so hard, or you've just never really taken out time to put self-care into your routine, I want to encourage our listeners to do that. So what are some of the things that you do for self-care? Keep in mind that budget sometimes might be an issue for a lot of people.
For me, okay, let me just say this. I started going to gym. So I started going to gym like 2-3 years ago because I'm not a workout person. It's one of the things that I don't like doing. So I started to work out. And the reason why I started to work out was because I wanted to, there was a goal. Like I actually had a weight goal in mind. Like, by the end of this year, I have to be this.
Right. So
first of all, I was so focused on losing the weight. But after some time, I started enjoying my workout. Like it was something that I look forward to, irrespective of if I'm losing. I don't even weigh. To tell you how I stopped weighing myself. Like that's how I just forgot. So I started enjoying it. And strength, like, you know, strength, you know how you do strength, like the workout for strength and core. Those things pumps me up in ways that I'm like, whoa, I haven't. So self-care is strength. I like doing like lifting weights, exercising, that kind of exercise. When it comes to strength, I love it, especially like I love the muscle pains you get after workouts. Yeah, they make me feel
gratifying.
Like I did something, so I love that. That's something I do for self-care. I am a movie person. I love watching movies. And for those of you that are listening, if you like romantic movies, watch Bridgerton. It's on Netflix and it's so good. What else again? Self-care. You said find things that are budget-wise.
I will still include travel because you can travel and explore places locally. So I know right now we can't really do a lot of traveling with the pandemic and all, but I would suggest that when things open up, if you can.
Too. I love hanging out with my friends. Sometimes we can just have like a sit-down. Like now that you can't really have any, you can do like a Zoom. I used to find out that sometimes I've done Zoom things with my friends on Zoom. And we played games, like we all played.
That's fun, yeah.
Which was cool.
Yeah, we did that at work too. We played games over WebEx and that was really fun.
And I find that was a kind of like a very social, like something social to do when you're out there, right? And One thing I would say that actually is self-care, but I didn't know it was self-care at the time. So I have some friends that we have different types of movies that we're interested in. Some of them love this crime investigation shows, right? Some of them love like the horror setting. Some of them like the romantic. So I noticed that some of my friends recommend a show to me and be like, oh, I think you should watch this show. So I watch it because of their recommendation. And then we end up arguing about the content.
And it didn't turn into fight, I hope.
it never turns into fight because we all like, it's something we're interested in, right? So this show I watch, right? And my friend kept arguing he did it or he didn't do it. He didn't like, instead giving up our logic. For me, I'm a lawyer by watching TV shows. I am an expert right now. Like, yeah. I can defend and not defend a case right now. So those things are fine too. They're self-care. Like they might be like, it's not budget. It's very simple things you do. And you might be doing them already, but not knowing, right? So I would say if you have a friend or sibling or whatever, right? If you find things, if you guys have the same things that you love, some shows that you're interested in, try and watch a show with them and then have a conversation about
Have a discussion. It's almost like the same, what comes to mind to it right away for me is a book club. Like you read a book and then you come together and you discuss the book, right? So same thing.
Different cultures too. Like for me, I'm a Korean drama. Like I love Korean shows.
I love Korean movies. So, oh my goodness.
I love Korean movies. And then I actually have a group of friends that are interested in Korean. So we always debate and argue about the storyline or the culture. Yeah. So those are self-care too. And you know, if you're social drinkers, a glass of wine goes along with a glass of wine. After a long day of work, you just sit and relax and cross your leg and just enjoy. Those are good self-care tips that I can think of.
Well, thank you so much. Once again, it's been a pleasure having you back on the show. And this is the end of our recording today with Ms. Sharon, who has shared with us what she does instead of resolutions. She does goal setting, and she's also helped us to understand how we can integrate certain things that we need to do to make our goal realistic, to help us to stick to our goal, and to help us to meet and achieve our goal. And I hope that we've learned one or two things. So thank you so much, Sharon, for being on the show again
today. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Hey guys, thank you for sticking around to the end of the podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to rate the podcast and send us your comments and feedback. I'll see you in the next episode.